countrywide on RTE Radio 1. Sponsored by Caller Gas, celebrating 80 years, bringing energy to Ireland's homes and businesses.
Well, they say that the food from your childhood always tastes the sweetest. And this year, like a lot of people, farmer Catherine Quinn used the time during lockdown to create an open fire. Well, when I say like a lot of people have gone back to baking and home cooking, but maybe not as they may not have gone as far as Catherine Quinn in creating an open fire with all the cooking equipment from her childhood to make an apple pie, just like her mother did back in the 1940s. Now, her granddaughter, reporter Hannah Quinn Mulligan, was on hand to record the family secret to the perfect apple pie.
Those are pretty good. And there's some lovely red eating apples over there. But I think we'll concentrate on the cooking apples today and make an apple pie.
I guess every year, Granny, we come out and we're picking apples to make apple pies. But this year it's a bit different, isn't it? We're making a different type of apple pie.
During lockdown, we reinstated the old fireplace in the coach house. We've got a crane and we've got the bastable, which is basically a cast iron saucepan that was used for baking bread and for making pies. And this time of the year, I think of my mother in particular. She was an excellent cook, and we would look forward to delicious apple pies made in the bastable with lots and lots of apples inside, and all the juice would come out around the side, and that was such a treat.
During lockdown, I know you've been beavering away in the coach house morning, noon and night, and you've set up this bastable now. So is the aim is to make great granny's apple pie, is that it?
Absolutely, yes, yes, yes. I've got everything in place, and now I need to just experiment, I suppose. It must be about over 60 years since I did anything like this. So it's an experiment today, I think.
And we have some cooking apples in the orchard on our farm, so we're just going to pick some there.
They're almost ripe. The geese have a great time eating the windfalls. Will we head in now and make some pastry?
Yep. Perfect.
How many apples do you want?
About four or five, I'd say.
So you're making the pastry now, so you have the flour out. How much plain flour is going in?
12 ounces.
It's a hefty pie.
Yeah. 12 ounces, yeah. Well, the bastable is big, quite big in those days for big families.
It's just you and me here, though, Granny. It's not a big family.
Well, we have to fill the bastable. So now the butter, 8 ounces of butter.
Are there any family secrets I should be aware of at this stage?
Well, my mother always used to say add a little extra butter for a good pastry. So you just rub in the butter into the flour until it forms almost like fine breadcrumbs. Takes a little while.
Pastry, apples. I've just put the top pastry lid on there.
Just use a fork to seal the edges. Next step is to put it over the open fire.
Oh, there's some heat out of it.
There is, isn't there?
So you've got the red hot coals from the fire, and you have a shovel, and you're putting the spruce, as you call it.
Yeah, on top of the lid.
Is How long do we leave it for now?
That's the tricky bit, I'm not sure. Half an hour, 40 minutes maybe.
Looks a little bit complicated and a bit hazardous with the red hot embers under the bastable. Were there accidents?
Oh, there were. In particular, actually my youngest brother got his arm badly burnt. People had the knack, but it was dangerous from the point of view of children. But for adults, no, not really. People knew exactly what they were doing. They were really very good at doing it.
You got a knife?
Mm-hmm.
So we've brought our apple pie inside and it is bursting with juice and the aroma is just incredible because we added some cinnamon into it as well.
So would you like a piece, Hannah?
I don't think I could refuse at this stage.
No. The worry is it cooked in the bottom? Because it's not easy to judge. Oh, that's perfect.
You could not have got it better.
That is perfect. Just golden brown in the bottom.
I don't know how you get your pastry like that.
Although I say it myself and shouldn't. It's good. That is good.
And it sounds very, very tasty. I can almost smell it from here. That's Hannah Quinn Mulligan and her gran, Catherine Quinn, there in Limerick. And Hannah took a little video of that process going on, which we've just retweeted there. So at RT Countrywide, if you go there, you'll see the retweet. It's really lovely. So thanks to Hannah for that.